This is City Cafe. I'm Kate Sweeney, in for John Lemley. A recent article in The Strad, a magazine geared toward classical string musicians, bore the title, "Classical Musicians Should Think More Like a Rock Band." It's a provocative idea, and here in Atlanta, it's something quite a few groups have been practicing for years. You are, for instance, just as likely to see an ensemble like Sonic Generator playing in an art gallery as you are to see them on stage at the Rialto. WABE's Mike Johns spoke to members of Atlanta's music community and to the musician who wrote that article, and he brought us this story.
Right off the bat, Ivan Trevino wants to be clear on what classical musicians should think like rock musicians doesn't mean.
You know, I got some responses like, oh, well, if we were to think like rock musicians, we would just play the same four chords over and over again, and that would be it. But, you know, I think they kind of missed the point.
The point that Trevino is making is this.
To really change our mentality about performing, especially for collegiate musicians.
He recalls being a student at the Eastman School of Music, learning and practicing one piece of music for an entire year.
And then I would play it at one recital. And then I would be done, and that would be it. As musicians, if we want to make a career out of music, we have to be playing a lot. And we have to be cultivating a listener base that will continue to come back and hear us play.
Much, Trevino says, like rock bands do. His group, Break of Reality, has been together and performing for about a decade and regularly plays in rock clubs. They're made up of three cellists and Trevino, the drummer. They call themselves a band. The current show lineup on their website lists a string of dates into the fall, including shows at opera houses, cafes, and outdoor festivals. Here in Atlanta, a number of musical groups who straddle the line between the classical world and rock and roll come to mind. Sonic Generator, Bent Frequency, Chamber Cartel, and the Clipper Jones Ensemble.
We're looking for people to write stuff for us, and like immediately people... We're like, yeah, I want to do it, yeah, I want
This
to do
is
it.
Olivia Kiefer. She's the band leader of Clipper Jones. She's showing me a list taped to the wall of the band's practice room.
And then Mark Yates, who is a composer in residence for Chamber Cartel. And then Nick Demas, Atlanta composer, Nikki Chamberlain, so all these people.
Clipper Jones is running their own commission project, building up a repertoire of new compositions that started almost on a whim when Olivia put word out on Twitter that the band was looking for new music.
So what we've been doing in rehearsals is rehearsing only these pieces.
So this group, whom you may argue is musically closer to progressive rock, still firmly has a foot in their classical roots.
Mindset is different. I run it kind of like a classical rehearsal. Like, we're going to do this part to this part. We're going to run this piece. We're going to do whatever. But at the same time, it's a lot different. It's not so structured. We horse around a lot.
Olivia studied percussion at Georgia State University under Stuart Gerber, who is the associate professor of percussion there. He's also a founding member of Bent Frequency. She says that it was his encouragement that led her to seek out freelance gigs and eventually to start her own group.
Yeah, I mean, Stuart Gerber has spawned a whole generation of percussionists who are doing cool stuff here. And Victor Pons, Caleb, who's doing Chamber Cartel, because of his comfort putting his students out there and letting them do stuff. It's like, there's this whole music scene now, kind of because of him, actually. I never thought about it that way before, but yeah.
Okay, so once a cellist or a percussionist decides to step out, put their own group together, and seek out gigs at small venues, what then?
As a classically trained musician coming into the dinginess of the rock world, I don't know, like, what can you tell me about, like, sort of the realities of that, of like, hauling a, what is this instrument
the
here
called? The
vibraphone. The vibraphone, like, hauling a vibraphone and you know, and classical instruments into, like, the Star Bar.
It's a huge pain in the
Gigs in bars also tend to pay less than the average freelance classical job.
Short rehearsal time, bam, go out and play and get a nice check. Yeah. I miss that.
What makes the alternative worth it?
The freedom, and it's fun, and we all love it. If I didn't love what I was doing, if the people in the band didn't love what they were doing, we wouldn't do it anymore.
Another helpful factor in getting to do what they love is that these groups have been able to find places to play.
You know, with Chamber Cartel or other contemporary groups, or like Bent Frequency. I saw Bent Frequency for the first time, and they were playing in like at the iDrum. There's been a real openness from non-traditional, like non-classical venues to this music. So they've been very open about it.
Eddie's Attic in Decatur, normally home to acoustic rock and folk acts, has opened their stage to classical musicians.
We were actually very humbled that they wanted to play Eddie's Attic and haul their instruments upstairs and stuff like that.
This is Andy Hingley.
I'm the talent buyer for Eddie's Attic. A lot of the musicians come in very relaxed in jeans and t-shirts and not what you would see when you see them doing their regular gig.
But apart from getting to relax and play what and how they want, Andy says that the environment of Eddie's Attic encourages musicians who might not otherwise meet to work together.
Most recently we had Gregory Alan Isaacoff last year that was in, and he witnessed one of the classical shows. And
so this singer-songwriter touring through town, Gregory Alan Isaacoff, saw musicians who normally play in the Atlanta Symphony playing at Eddie's.
His next show in Atlanta, he'd like to feature some of these musicians, so I feel it's a good networking and a good crossover for these guys to kind of come into the rock world as actually featuring on records, hopefully down the road.
And you don't get gigs like that by being sloppy. Ivan Trevino wants to stress that dipping into the rock world does not mean sacrificing musicianship.
Without our classical training, there is absolutely no way that we would have a career right now. I'm not trying to tell people to play rock music. I think that you should play whatever kind of music inspires you. But we have to be fearless as classical musicians. Sometimes we're so scared to play stuff the wrong way, and I'll keep practicing it for another year. Sometimes you have to be a little more fearless.
For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.